Ray Kaplan, financialrelief.com. Love reading your advertisements, Ray, mainly because I love you. Thanks for joining us on the show today.
Aw, thanks. I love you too.
Well, you do great work, and you help people out on the back end of maybe some mistakes or just some general things that happen in life that lead them with a huge student loan debt. You help some of these things get forgiven, but you also help people on the front end of things not get into those circumstances. And your business now has kind of delved into both sides of the coin, haven't they?
Oh, yeah. I would say a big part of my business is preventing people from making mistakes. That's like a big, big part of my practice is stopping people from taking out the wrong type of loan or going into the wrong payment plan, because that can really cost you a lot of money.
I often remind people that you're a lawyer, and I don't do that just to try and, you know, add a JD to the back of your name, Ray, but simply to say that you're not just someone who's moving financial numbers around. You understand and read all the updates to the law that are happening and the executive orders and the Supreme Court decisions to try and find the best pathway forward for either a new borrower or an existing one. This isn't just anyone can just plug in a formula online and figure out, oh, what's the best way? I can't ask ChatGPT to figure this out. I need Ray Kaplan because you've studied the law.
Well, yeah. And as a matter of fact, my whole team and I, my staff and myself, we're attending a student loan conference all day today, and we'll also be doing so all day tomorrow because, as you know, John, a lot of the rules and regulations have changed under that new Senate reconciliation bill, the one big, beautiful bill. They need to come up with a better name for that. But and we're going over how exactly the changes to the rules are going to impact borrowers, future borrowers, and people who already have loans so that we can help people to make sure that if they want to be grandfathered in under the old rules, which I think is going to benefit most people, that we do so. And we have a short window. We basically have another 6 to 8 or 9 months to get people enrolled properly so that they don't have to worry about the new rules. And then how the new rules, if you do get stuck with them, how that's going to impact the bottom line, too.
That's a long time, so I say no excuses. But sometimes when it's that long, people go, I'll get to it. And then when it's time to get to it, life gets in the way and they forget. Like, it always happens that way. So you texted me. I love when you add so many emojis to the text that you send me, Ray, because it really makes me know that the emotion that you're sending beside. But you have good news for Parent Plus borrowers, which anytime you text or call me and we talk about a new angle to the student loan aspect, we get so many texts, and the first one always is, does this apply to Parent Plus loans? So set up this good news for us. What are we talking about here?
Yes, and that's why I was so happy about this. So the thing with Parent Plus loans and federal Parent Plus loans is that they often have the most restrictions in terms of payments. It's the highest monthly payment. It's a higher interest rate. But under this new regulation that just passed, it used to be that we were stuck with this ICR payment plan for parents, which I'm just going to give you an example. Let's say you have $100,000 in loans and you make about $70,000 a year. Under the older rules, your monthly payment would be about $814 a month. And under this new rule, we can get you in under a different formula, and it reduces your payment from $814 to $319 a month.
Whoa.
So it's a $500 monthly difference. Yeah.
And wait, why is that again? Explain the mechanism of what you're doing there.
Well, they are getting rid of one of the payment plans for Parent Plus borrowers. And so what they're allowing us to do now is enroll them in an IBR instead of the dreaded ICR. The ICR was like the highest monthly payment plan available for federal loan borrowers. But now we can get you in to the IBR. And for most people, it's going to be a big difference in their payment.
So people that are on like a Parent Plus loan, well, first of all, for all of our listeners, can you just remind people what Parent Plus loans are to begin with?
Yeah, so those are loans that parents take out to pay for their kids' college education. And it happens all the time because colleges know that students who are getting ready to enroll in college, they're 17, 18 years old, they don't have credit. They're not a good credit risk. So they only give them $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 a year. And that's a drop in the bucket, especially if tuition's $40,000 or $90,000 a year. So that gets made up for by Parent Plus loans. That Parent Plus loan covers the rest.
Okay.
And then the problem is the normal payments are high. but now we can get them reduced quite significantly.
So if you're a parent and you took out loans with your kid, you're likely in this parent plus loan situation. And because you start throwing around ICR, IBR, even the people that make the payments every month, you know, we just set these things and forget it sometimes. So someone might be wondering, am I in that? Can they like call you or is there a place they can go to look to see if this is going to help them out or not?
Yes, definitely. So there is a lot to unravel here, and we need to see what type of payment plan they are currently enrolled in and then take the right steps to enroll them in the better payment plan. And we have to do that before that deadline. And you're right, it seems like a long time, but consider everything you do at the Department of Ed now takes at least 90 days. They are really slow right now. The Trump administration fired a bunch of people, and now they hired a bunch of people. But those people, you know, they have a backlog of millions of applications to get through. So this is not something you want to put off. We want to do these applications now. And this is something that was really being stressed at this conference, is that in terms of getting people enrolled, we need to do it now because it's going to take a long time for them to process it.
Financialrelief.com has a lot more information. I guess what I'm ultimately asking, Ray, if someone's listening right now, they are paying student loans, maybe they're on a Parent Plus loan and their ears perked up. Do you want them like going to a separate site or your site first to figure out if this even applies to them? Or can they just call you at 312-294-8989 and say, here's what I have, and someone in the office will let them know whether it's even worth moving forward with you or not? Do you kind of see what I'm asking?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're not sure if it makes sense to do kind of a whole consultation with us, you can just call our office and we'll pre-qualify you and see whether or not this makes sense. Yeah, absolutely.
So just by calling and you guys checking, you're not charging for that before you go through the whole consultation fee and all that?
Correct.
Okay. Right. I just want people to know that and feel comfortable calling, and I don't want to overload your phones if that wasn't what you wanted. So I like to ask that ahead of time. Ray Kaplan, you do excellent work. Financialrelief.com. Anything else you want to leave our listeners with today?
Well, yes, actually. So the new payment plan that people are going to be stuck with after July 1st, 2026, everything is going to change. Unless we get you kind of grandfathered in under the old rules, you're going to be staring down the new rules and everything changes. Although I've been going through these calculations today and all day tomorrow, and they're actually pretty good. There's an interest subsidy, which means that your loans aren't just going to grow and grow like they used to, and then you have to pay taxes on the amount forgiven. So that's going to be gone. So there's actually a lot of good news, even with the new regulations. So borrowing after July 1st, 2026 is going to look a lot different. We're going to have a lot of good tips, tricks, and strategies to help parents and their kids to make sure that they can, you know, get through college and that it's still a good time and it's something that they and the whole family can look forward to.
312-294-8989. John Williams was the one I think that came up with the Chicago area code, Tri-State Tollway, Dicka, which is just was genius, Ray. And that's how
it was.
I don't have to look at a sheet of paper. I don't have to look at my notes for Ray Kaplan. I know the number off the top of my head. And I've tried to do that with some other of my clients, and I can't do it as well. I just had to have John Williams do it for me every time because that's why he's a king for a reason. Ray, I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you so much, John. Bye-bye.